The Regents LIBOR Transition Series provides an educational crash course on the not-so-basic basics of the USD LIBOR transition at an industry level. We're your hosts, Irina Pritchett and
Tali Zinder.
In our SOFR episode, we discussed key differences between SOFR and LIBOR. These are not strictly behind-the-scenes differences, so to speak. Daily simple SOFR and daily compounding SOFR are indeed calculated daily, or in arrears, whereas LIBOR has a forward-looking term structure. As it stands, the SOFR conventions translate into not knowing the interest rate on a loan until the end of the interest period.
When transitioning a LIBOR loan to SOFR, understanding look-back periods becomes important. Implementing a look-back period allows clients to know their interest payment a little bit in advance of their bill, though generally with less advance notice than they're used to.
Let's use a 5-day look-back period as an example, as listeners can find supporting materials put out by the ARIC LSTA and perhaps other sources also referencing 5 days. If I'm a client with a 1-month LIBOR loan, I'm used to knowing what my interest payment will be 1 month in advance. If I transition to, say, daily simple SOFR with a 5-day look-back, I'll be able to calculate my interest rate 5 business days ahead of my statement. Tyler, can you walk us through the mechanics of calculating the interest payment for a 5-day look-back period?
Yeah, Irina, absolutely. I'll start by reinforcing that a look-back allows banks to determine the rate of interest for the interest period before the period ends and the interest payment is due. So let's go over an example. Imagine you have a loan with ABC Bank that starts today. And let's say today is a Monday. Whatever the interest rate is for SOFR that's reported as of today, you're gonna go back 5 business days. So in most cases, that's gonna be the previous Monday. And then that becomes the starting point for your rate with which your loan will begin. And if your loan has a 30-day interest period, you'll go 30 days from last Monday. And so that's generally gonna be 5 days before the end of the interest period.
And if I wanted to monitor the rates alongside ABC Bank, I'd go to the New York Fed's website to pull down the daily SOFR rate.
Now, at some point, SOFR will have a forward-looking term, and the billing convention for term SOFR will revert to the current standard as used with LIBOR.
When will that be, Tyler?
It's somewhat speculative to say when exactly, but it's not anticipated before the end of the year. The development of a robust term rate is contingent on the level of liquidity in SOFR derivatives.
Trading activity in SOFR derivatives has been growing, so it's on the horizon.
Yeah, absolutely. So for more information regarding the LIBOR transition and how it impacts specific products and services, please contact your region's banker. But before you go, here are a few key takeaways.
When the daily SOFR rate is operative, the lack of a SOFR forward-looking term structure translates into not knowing the interest rate on the loan until the end of the interest period.
This is where the concept of a look-back period comes into play. And a 5-day look-back period allows lending institutions to calculate the interest for their clients 5 business days in advance of the conclusion of the interest period.
The ARIC is monitoring the developing liquidity in the SOFR derivatives market, which needs to grow before there's comfort around the reliability of a term structure for SOFR.
And that wraps it up for this episode. Thank you for joining us on the Regions LIBOR Transition.
This podcast is for high-level informational purposes only and does not constitute legal or financial advice. You should consult with your legal counsel and other professionals concerning your specific situation.